our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today we have Karen Wilson with us here from Kiwanis and things that go boom on 4th of July night. What are we doing today?
Yes, thanks, Tom, for having us. And, you know, I don't know about you, but it's amazing that we're talking about the 4th of July. Where have the last 4 months gone?
Home confinement.
But it's going to be great for having everybody out and about, at least have the ability to go outside and enjoy something very, very nice, very responsibly.
Yes, we really appreciate the city, you know, working with us to make sure everybody's going to be safe. And we just announced, you know, just a few days ago when they, you know, felt that they could allow us to have fireworks. That's all we're going to do this year is just have the fireworks. But I know everybody's looking forward to it. And the big important announcement is that the fireworks are coming back to Sooner Park.
That's right. We're going to move from downtown and we're going to take it out there to the grassy area. And it's a little bit cooler, perhaps, maybe out there, a little bit more shade. But you know what? It's a great part of town, and a lot of folks live out there in that area. So there will be a lot of residential spectators. But this is also something special. This is the 100th year of service for Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville.
Yes, we're really proud to be celebrating our centennial this year. And, of course, you know, the year is turning out a little different for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we're really excited to move the fireworks to Sooner Park. And as you mentioned, Tom, you know, one of the things, you know, the differences between, you know, being downtown and being at Sooner Park is there's a lot of shade there. So we do encourage folks to, you know, come out and bring their picnics and ahead of time and enjoy the park. Mm-hmm. That evening, of course, the fireworks won't start till dark,
9:45. So if you get out there 7 and you're a real Sooner, you can enjoy the fresh air a little bit longer, I guess. But things won't go boom until 9:45.
Right, 9:45 sharp, and the radio is going to be playing patriotic music, so we're really excited about that. Yeah, but
that's our sister station, by the way, K1, 100.1 FM.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we do encourage folks to come out early and get a good parking spot. And we're, you know, this is going to be everybody be, you know, courteous and respectful and safe. But, you know, just like we used to in years past, you know, park and get your lawn chairs out and get your spot set up and, you know, maybe walk around the park. But we're, you know, we're looking forward to everybody being safe. And, of course, as you mentioned, Tom, you know, there are lots of folks that are going to be having parties in their backyards who live around the park.
Yeah, you can see it from there. It's going to be wonderful. Now, we've got another thing for the opening of that weekend that Kiwanis is involved with.
Yeah, we've, you know, lots of folks have had to change their schedules, and that includes Sooner Junior Miniature Golf Course. But we'll be opening on Friday the 3rd, and of course we'll be open on the 4th as well, and through the season. So July through September, we'll be open Friday and Saturday evenings from 6 to 10 p.m.
Great. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now, we know it's a limited schedule, and that's okay. It is, because we're doing this for everybody's safety.
Right. So. Yep. That's just, you know, one of the adjustments. We've all been making adjustments this year, and that's one of the adjustments, you know, that we've made. But we know that everybody enjoys the miniature golf course. It's always very popular for families. And Fridays and Saturdays have always been our busiest times. So we'll be practicing safe distancing at the miniature golf course, too. So a few little adjustments. But our goal, of course, is to keep everybody safe.
Now, one thing that didn't change this year in your centennial year is the commitment that Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville has had with scholarships.
That's
right. Those went on without a hitch.
That's right. If you check out our Facebook page, Bartlesville Kiwanis, you will see photos of the winners. Every year we honor students every month, a student of the month, both from the high schools and from Tri-County Tech. And at the end of the year, we select a senior from each of the schools to receive a $1,000 scholarship.
It goes a long way for those kids, too. It really does. And, you know, this is just one of the many works that this service club that we know and love as Kiwanis Club of Barnesville does. I mean, it doesn't stop there. You do things with the itty-bitties all the way up to college and everything in between, it seems.
That's right.
Special
you know,
programs here and there.
Our mission is to serve the children and our community, mm-hmm. and we're pretty faithful to that.
Indeed, and you've done so well, and there's a lot to be proud of. What do we have coming up here toward the fall and perhaps maybe even toward the holiday season? I know COVID's going to play a factor in it. Plans?
Well,
something on the drawing board anyway?
You know, Kiwanis is really proud to do the community-wide events. The 4th of July uh-huh. is one of the big ones. And another big one is the Christmas parade.
Wonderful last year. Yeah. I had a blast.
So the first Saturday in December is the plan, mm-hmm. You know, to do the annual Christmas parade downtown. And we feel like we kind of go from the 4th of July to Christmas every year in planning.
<Fast forward. laughs>
And then after Christmas, we're back to the 4th of July.
Oh,
so
my.
Once 4th of July settles and it cools down a little bit, we'll be talking about the Christmas parade. And, you know, another event that Kiwanis started, actually this will be the 7th year, which I can't believe. Mm-hmm. 7 years ago, we started the annual holiday wreath event.
That gets a lot of play. There are a lot of people who participate in that.
That's right. So we're, you know, kind of holding off a little bit on plans, and you know, I'm sure we'll have some adjustments with that event as well, but we're hopeful that we'll be able to do some version mm-hmm. of the holiday wreath event in conjunction with the Christmas parade.
Well, I tell you what, got to commend the Kiwanis Club for your steadfastness through this COVID event. And even though we're still going through it, a lot of folks think it might be over. It's technically not. We're doing things a little differently and we're continuing, but you know, Kiwanis has been able to adjust and really keep on going and really not taking the focus off your goals. And that's to be commended.
Right. You know, well, we've all been making adjustments as has everybody else. We had to stop meeting in person, but we've started Zoom meetings, and we'll hopefully be back at Tri-County Tech at noon on Wednesday soon. As soon as they allow gatherings there. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to getting back to Tri-County Tech, who has actually been a great partner for us, and we appreciate having our meetings there. So we look forward to that. Another thing I'll say about the fireworks, you will see, you know, we're required to have a very large radius from the shooting zone, so which is 450 feet. So, you know, the radius or the diameter actually goes from the swimming pool, the edge of the swimming pool, all the way over to the schools. And so you'll see that laid out, and we trust, you know, that everybody is going to respect those mm-hmm. boundaries, because that's
for your own
protection. That's a requirement to keep everybody safe. But there'll be plenty of places to, you know, plenty of room to park there on the grass around the, there off Madison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be fun. I haven't seen it before at Sooner Park, but I'm looking forward to it this year. This, you were telling me earlier, and what others have told me, originally it started at Sooner Park, right?
Back in the day, I remember as a child, mm-hmm. you know, as a student, going out to Sooner Park and backing up the truck and getting out the lawn chairs. So this will be really nostalgic
yeah.
for everybody to do that. So mm-hmm. we're expecting to be great fun. And you know, it's hard to imagine. It's really only 3 weeks away.
It is. That's the stunner. It's wow, this is going too fast. But that's the way it goes in Bartlesville in the summer times. It just starts peeling off day by day very, very quickly. So once again, this will be the 100th year, of course, of the Kiwanis Club here in town. But it's also going to be the 4th of July that just happens to fall on a Saturday. How blessed is that?
Right.
9:45, that's when the fireworks begin. And once again, it's going to be fireworks only this year for everyone's safety and concern. So we're going to bring you the best of the best. And the Kiwanis Club is delivering on that, and we thank you. And you can also listen while you're watching the fireworks to the patriotic music on our sister station, KYFM. That is 100.1 FM. And that's been a bit of a tradition, too, for a few years.
It has.
Well.
Yeah, we really appreciate partnering with the radio station to add that extra patriotic music.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It will be. So remember to tune in and get there in plenty of time in order to, you know, safely space out and have fun with your friends and neighbors and watch the fireworks. Now, if anyone has questions about the Kiwanis Club, whether or not they might want to join or whether or not they would like to partner with the Kiwanis Club for any number of activities, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we do have a phone line, and you're welcome to give a call and get any of your questions answered. It's 918-977-3400. So give a call or check us out on Facebook. You know, you can message us on Facebook, Bartlesville Kiwanis, or to our website, bartlesvillekiwanis.org.
Very good. And do yourself a favor, folks, when you're on the website, take a look at the history. Because it's very, very interesting how I'm not going to tell you. You got to take a look at it. But when I was getting ready for the Christmas parade, I treated myself to that little history lesson. It's like, well, son of a gun.
Right. Yeah. Back in the days, uh-huh. It's interesting. You know what the club did in mm-hmm. order to provide the various organizations support in mm-hmm. the community.
And it got really interesting during the Great Depression, but made it through there. Made it through the Great Recession.
That's right.
And now we're tackling COVID together.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Back in the day, they sold peanuts and did shows. And, boy, what a lot of fun they had. And we are proud to continue the tradition.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And, Karen, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. And we'll be seeing you out there on the 4th.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll be bringing my fan. You know, plenty of water to hydrate, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Sooner Park is the locale, and that'll be Saturday, July 4th, 9:45. The fireworks courtesy of Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville. We've got more coming up, and right here at K1. Not reviewed or endorsed.